When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. All right, here we go. We're going to go to the phones and see what we got cooking. Boop, boop, beep, beep, boop, boop. All right, here we go. Let's try. Mike said two. Let's go to two. Best Show, you're on the air.
God. I'm calling the best show. Go listen in the car. It's going to be great.
You're calling the best show.
I'm on hold right now. I'm going to do the best call of all time. It's going to blow his mind. It's going to be so good. Then he's going to turn the show over to me. Yeah, oh, way better than he can.
Who's this guy talking to?
I sure can.
All right, I'm going to...
Oh, shut up. I'm the next Frederick from Hollywood. Or that guy, what's his name, Don from Knoxville? Guys are turkeys.
This guy's really teeing himself up. I gotta find. Best Show, you're on the air.
Am I?
Yeah. Who is this?
Owen?
You're on.
Oh, hey, Dom.
Hi.
Big fan. This is Newbridge and Richie.
Newbridge and Richie. Richie and Newbridge?
No, it's Ricky. It's Ricky and Newbridge.
Ricky, okay.
Yeah.
Your phone is your Ricky.
What's going on?
Oh,
good show.
It kind of was. Now you're kind of call. You're calling from a not great phone line. You seems like you don't have anything to talk about.
The basketball games are good.
Yeah, the basketball games are good. You watching the NBA Finals?
I'm sorry, I can't concentrate.
You can't concentrate?
No. What do you want to talk about?
Well, you called me, Ricky.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What? Hello?
No.
What is that?
Oh, no. Yeah, my khakis have two horns and a werewolf. Why?
So, Ricky? Oh, I guess that was it for Ricky. Wow. Not a high water mark for Ricky from Newbridge. All right. Best show, you're on the air. What? Hello? LA woman. Hello? Hello? Oh, no. I think that might have been El Chapo. Oh, boy. Oh, no. Was that El Chapo? He told you. Mike just said, yeah, that's what he told me. So it was El Chapo. Oh, great. Thanks for the heads up, Mike. Best show, you're on the air.
Hi, I want to try to make the host laugh.
Okay, well, this is the host.
Okay, all right, so there's this priest, and he's an old priest, and he goes into a bakery, and he walks up to the woman behind the counter, and he says, "You need the juiciest tart in the..." He says, "I want the juiciest tart." No, that's not it either. I don't know. I'll just juggle these explosives.
Wait, what? Is he gone? Hello? He blew up. So he juggled explosives. He couldn't get a joke right, and then he... I'm being told I have a there's this guy who does concert reports for me.
Uh-huh.
He actually is calling in with one now. So I'm going to just do that. I'm going to talk to him for a couple minutes, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll all pick it back up for a second. Just, you know, I mean, in New Jersey, how much do you know New Jersey? Do you know New Jersey well and all?
New Jersey, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I grew up a little bit in Weehawken. Are you still talking to me?
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, what happened to the guy doing the concert report?
Well, I'm going to talk to him in a second. I'm going to introduce him now.
Okay.
All right. I mean, because it's a big night in New Jersey tonight, in Newbridge, New Jersey, which is where I'm actually from, at the Newbridge Arena for the Popular Recording Arts, which is the NAPRA. Taylor Swift is actually doing a show there now and is finishing up the encore. And we have Toby Rafelson on, who is the Best Show concert correspondent. Toby?
Hi, Tom. Oh, my God. What a night this has been. Taylor Swift has been showing the 20,000 fans here just why she is the most successful performer out there. She took the stage with 1989's I Knew You Were Trouble, and what has followed is a masterclass on showmanship this town hasn't seen since Marty Balin's incendiary set at 1992's Muffler Mania Meltdown. She's given every one of her hits a workout and brought an energy to the NAPRA that hasn't been felt since Dennis DeYoung's Mary Stixmas Extravaganza almost 10 years ago today. Oh, she just now finished up Bad Blood, and I can't wait to see what tops this. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, what a show. The staging here is something to behold, Tom.
Uh-huh. Toby?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I wish you were here.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look, thanks. I wish I was there, too. Can I just ask you something?
Sure.
And this is going to sound weird, but are you there?
What? What do you mean?
No, I mean, are you at the Taylor Swift show?
Why do you ask? What an odd question.
Well, it's not.
Of course I am.
It's not that odd, because when the song finished, it just was weirdly quiet. There was like no audience sound or anything. And you said there's 20,000 people there?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's very respectful.
So 20,000 Taylor Swift fans, like all young girls and boys, all remained deathly silent after their favorite singer finished one of her biggest songs.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the kids of Newbridge are really living up to that title of 14th best behaved city in the tri-state area. That's
uh-huh.
for sure.
Uh-huh. Well, Toby, can I ask you another question?
Sure.
Why is there no more music playing now?
Oh, my God, here she comes again. Hang on.
Wait. Uh-huh. Wait, what was that? That sounded like a YouTube. That sounded like a... Hey, Toby?
Oh, here she comes. Here she comes again.
No, Toby.
No, here she comes.
That sounded like a commercial on YouTube before the song plays. Like you had to wait 5 seconds for it to let you click through.
Who did?
You.
No, I didn't. What? You're full of beans. What are you talking? What are you on tonight?
Toby, I'm just telling you what I'm hearing there.
I'm just telling you what's going on here at the arena. It's very exciting stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, are you at the Taylor Swift show or not, Toby?
Okay, okay, Mr. Nosy Noop. I'm not at the show, okay?
Uh-huh. Why are you not at the show?
Because I did the tongue between the fingers thing at her press conference today, and they took away my passes. Are you satisfied?
And he hung up. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Toby Rafelson with the concert report. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, and of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier. And you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net and support The Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.